chapter. Amen. We're reading there the text that I read this morning as I preached to you. And if you were not here this morning and there's any gaps to what I'm preaching about here tonight, well, I apologize to you. But I just have so much I want to say, I can't take the time to repeat any of it. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter number 5, and beginning at verse number 1, it said, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying," and the saying that we looked at is found in the 6th verse there, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Why don't you read that verse with me together? "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And so I preach to you, amen, part 2 of your spiritual immune system. Amen. Your spiritual immune system. Let's ask God to talk to us. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying, God, one more time, the grace and the glory of an almighty God would be in the house where a people have praised you, honored you, prayed unto you, God, given of our tithe and offering unto you, Lord, praying and believing, God, that you will minister to our spiritual needs, Lord. We ask it in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. God bless you, and you may be seated. I thought it was ironic as I was on my way back to the church house tonight, I was listening to a CD, and the things that were being said on the CD reminded me of the statement that I made this morning, that the goal for all shepherds is that their lambs would eat so healthily that they would weigh 100 pounds in 100 days. Some of you kind of looked at me like, wow, that's some real quick growth that is expected to happen if they are eating healthily. And I listened on a CD to Brother Tommy Bracken. Some of you don't know them. I've invited him to come by and preach for us when he's in the country. He's a missionary to Taiwan. And Brother Tommy Bracken was giving a tribute at a service that was honoring his pastor 50 years in the ministry. And I was listening to that tribute and listening to the letters and the things that were written to him, and Brother Bracken got to telling about him being converted in Brother Picklesheimer's church. And he said, you know, he was a Navy SEAL that was stationed at Coronado Island, Naval Station there, and he's just a sinner out in the world, and somebody invited him to come to the church there in Imperial Beach, and he said, "I not only got the Holy Ghost and got baptized in Jesus' name, in the 2 weeks, I had 2 weeks left there being stationed, and 2 weeks later I moved away," he said, "but in 2 weeks' time I not only got the Holy Ghost and got baptized in Jesus' name, but," he said, "I learned how to pay my tithe. He said, I was taught how to go out on evangelism." Oh, hallelujah. I pastor some people that's been in church 20 years and haven't learned those first two yet. Amen. He said, "I went out knocking doors with the people that was there." He said, "I learned about modesty and holiness that never left me the rest of my life." He said it. And the pastor one day asked for volunteers to make a commitment on prayer and fasting. And he said, in the military, I was used to volunteering. So when he asked for volunteers, he said, I raised my hand and came up to the front to see what he was asking us to volunteer for. And he said he was asking us to volunteer to pray every day for 40 minutes and to fast 2 days out of the week. He said he never told us when that commitment was supposed to end. He said, so I left the church after 2 weeks and I kept it up. Oh, hallelujah. You talk about lambs that are growing and developing and eating the right thing and becoming what they should be, brother. He was on the fast track. And what a mighty, mighty man of God that he has been for all of these years. We talked about the feeding on spiritual things and how important it is what we ingest into our spiritual life. And we talked, today's preaching was about the danger of malnutrition and the danger of starvation and the effects of us not eating enough on a daily basis of the spiritual things. But tonight's preaching is not going to focus on that at all. It's going to focus, amen, on an even greater danger. You said, Pastor, what could be a greater danger than what you talked about this morning? An even greater danger that affects all of us. And that is that our eating habits can break down our spiritual immune system. Oh, hallelujah. And I've watched a lot of people put fat back on their bones after, amen, you looked at those pictures of the concentration camps and you look at them today and say, well, it didn't harm them in the long haul. They made it back just fine. But I'm going to tell you, Fred, amen, if you do irreparable damage to the immune system of a body, there is no recovery for that at all. There is no coming back and saying, well, I'm going to change my habits. I'm going to eat more. I'm going to do more things spiritually that God would be pleased with. I'm here to tell you tonight, now I'm certainly not a medical scholar at all. I just get interested from time to time in the things that I think may be affecting me physically. And I learned something that was really quite amazing to me, and that is that the largest contributor to our human body's immune system is not in any of the areas that you and I would normally think was the major contributor to our immune system of our body. It's not your nose. It's not your ears, it's not your throat, it's not all of those places where the doctor looks and peeks around and says, well, amen, why do you keep getting these infections and why do you keep getting these viruses that are going around, amen, it's not your brain, it's not your lungs, it's not your skin, amen, it's none of the areas that you think the concentration of the lymph nodes that you have, that somebody that's worried about cancer and they worry when one of those gets swollen up there underneath their arms. It's none of those things. But the largest contributor to the immune system of the human body is our intestines. And our intestines are the second stop, not the first stop, but the second stop on the journey of whatever we take into our mouth. whatever we eat for ourselves, whatever we digest, we know goes down to the stomach that's there. We know all or a little bit about the process that goes on in food, that when food is taken in to our mouth and there, it takes a 2 to 3 hour stop inside of our stomach, and there's powerful acids that are there trying to determine is what was ate. Is it suitable for me to send it on any farther? What I took into my mouth, is it going to be a benefit to this human body that's there? You know, without me being too graphic, that vomiting is what happens when the immediate rejection of the obvious is communicated to the body. It said that food is spoiled. That food has got food poisoning. That food has got some kind of bacteria that's there, that we don't want to run any risk of that food going any farther in this body to bring any more contamination to it and run the risk of affecting the immune system when it goes to the very next stop that is there. And so it is that when the stomach decides that something is okay for it to continue on and try to become a nutrient, a vitamin, a blessing to the body that's there, it then takes it the step farther inside of our human bodies. And bear with me for just a real quick little lesson here. Inside of our human bodies, the intestines, there is a battle, a major battle that goes on inside of the intestines between two types of bacteria. Amen. There's the good bacteria that is desperately needed to take the food that was brought in and not allow it to have a negative effect. And there is the bad bacteria that is there. And they tried to deal with all that wasn't rejected by the stomach and take that and began to break it down and process it so it can hopefully help them out. Amen. Let me tell you, in a spiritual sense, it is very much like that for you and I. That is, please understand what I'm saying, that is if you are alive spiritually. Now, if you're dead spiritually, they can pump anything they want into you, and there's no working immune system to reject anything. If you're dead in trespasses of sin, there's nothing there to say, oh my God, I'm nauseated from what I just ate. Oh my God, I should not have eaten that. But spiritually speaking, if you're alive, if you've got some of that Spirit of God that's inside of you. Let me just give you a little illustration. You could illustrate this with 1,000 different things that you know are true to life illustrations in your life. Let's say, for instance, that you're reading along in a book. And you're reading a book. It's not pornography. It's not a book that had a sleazy looking cover on it. And all of a sudden, that book is taking you in farther into a bedroom scene than what you ever expected for that book to take you. And as you're eating one spoonful at a time and ingesting that into your spirit. And if you yield to the temptation of not stopping immediately, putting it in the trash can and ending it right there, but you go on to see, my, this offer hadn't been bad in the past. I wonder how bad it'll get. And you read on a little bit farther. If you've got any spiritual life in you, amen, for the next couple of days, you got a spiritual tummy ache. There's something on the inside of you that says, oh, yuck. Oh, God. Why in the world did I let my eyes read that? Why in the world did I let it go that far? I feel sick. I feel like I got a fever. I feel like I want to throw up. I feel bad all over. That's exactly what happens, because there's a spiritual immune system on the inside of each one of us. That is God's wonderful way of telling us that you better watch out. Amen. That was bad what you ate. You better never visit that trough again. You better never go back and eat of that again. You better leave that alone for the rest of your life. And God in His mercy, and God in His kindness, and God who is so long-suffering, He allows our spiritual immune system to fight against the poisonous bacteria that we allowed to come in and ingest into our spirit. He allows that, and it comes, and it gets inside of a man. Listen to King Solomon. King Solomon was, if you'll allow me to say it, he was the king of the me generation. Yes, he was. You thought that's something new, brother. It's been around a long, long time. Solomon, read all of the times that he said, I did this, I did that. But listen in particular to Ecclesiastes chapter number 2, when he's talking about these things. He said, I said in mine heart, go to now, I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore, enjoy pleasure. I said of laughter, it is mad. And mirth, what doeth it? I sought in mine heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting my heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. Listen to what I did. When I am my daily activities and the things that I feasted on and what I did, he said, I made me great works. I builded me houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them from all kinds of fruit. I made me pools of water to water wherewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house also. I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I get me men singers and women singers and the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments and that of all sorts. So I was great and increase more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me, and whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. He said, then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, he said, you know what conclusion I came to? Every day I was grazing and ingesting the things that I wanted in life, that my body was craving, that my own thinking was wanting for me, for me, for me. He said, but you know what I beheld? He said, all was vanity and vexation of spirit. He said in verse number 17, therefore I hated life. Imagine that. The guy with all the toys. The guy with absolutely everything he wants financially. The guy who gave his heart to enjoy and he got it all. He didn't just chase after it like so many people do, but he got it all in his hands. And he said, I hated life because, he said, it was all vanity and vexation of spirit. I did a little word study. It fascinated me. The word vanity, we know that one. It just means emptiness. But would you believe what vexation of spirit means? It comes from the same word that I've been talking about this morning and tonight. Only it uses it in a completely different way. Vexation of spirit means feeding on. Feeding upon my spiritual part. Wow. Wow. Said I found out that all of my worldly pursuits, all of the things that I did that I thought was just innocent, that I thought, what's wrong with growing trees? What's wrong with raising cattle? What's wrong with having fun? What's wrong with my hobbies? What's wrong with the things that I want to do for me, me, me? Solomon said, I woke up to realize that instead of feeding my spiritual man, the things that I were doing, they were feeding upon my soul. They were eating away from me the spiritual things that I was supposed to be doing. I wasn't out involved in adultery or fornication or homosexuality. That wasn't what was eating me alive. He said, but my daily activities were keeping me so busy doing those things that I didn't have any time to do the spiritual things that I was supposed to be doing. And it was eating my spirit alive. It was taking away from me the time that my daddy used to use to sing songs unto God, sitting under the shade tree. It was taking away from me the time that my father used to have in praying and meditating before God. And I found out that all that I was doing in my busy little world was messing me up spiritually. It was messing me up. Instead of standing still, I was being eaten away one bite at a time. I was being eaten upon. I'm preaching to people here today that I have no doubt in my mind that what activities fill your day and your week are not in and of themselves sinful. Amen. But oh, my friend, it's eaten away at you spiritually because you're not feeding on spiritual things like you're supposed to be to overcome as a child of God. How could it be more important to walk or jog or ride or do whatever, to slim off 2 or 3 inches off your waistline, than it is for you to keep a spiritual immune system that is healthy every day of your life? Because you're alone with God in His presence, and you're drawing strength from Him, and you're learning and you're ingesting the right things into your life, and the right nutrients are there helping you and strengthening you. Amen. The intestines, whatever it is that we eat, whatever it is that gets past our stomach, amen, the intestines have the good bacteria that is always at war with the bad bacteria that's going on inside of it. They call it, in medical terms, they call it friendly flora. They're telling you that the only way that you can fight against the bad bacteria that managed to slip through your mouth and managed to get past your stomach is you got to make sure that you're feeding enough good bacteria to get down in there and say, big boy, put up your dukes. Amen. We're going to, before you mess this body up, we're going to have a tussle. Before you get them to backslide, before you get them to walk out on God, we're going to have a war. Amen. I'm not going to let you do that. We're going to fight one against another. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, friend, it affects the whole body's immune system. I watch people that battle with depression. I've been at this pastoring for a few years now. I've never seen anybody that was a prescription junkie that didn't also battle with depression. Amen. Amen. They battle. They don't realize that that's the infection that's inside of the body causing all of the things that are there. But they're battling with depression and feelings and self-pity and a martyr complex and all of that that's going on inside of them, a battle that's there. I love reading out of the book of Psalms. I really do. Because David is open and honest and transparent. And he writes honestly, openly, describes the low moments of life that he's going through. But oh, my friend, amen, David doesn't let the bad bacteria get the upper hand. He doesn't write on chapter after chapter after chapter and just get you all down and all depressed. He'll tell you, amen, yeah, I got to feeling low. I got to feeling overwhelmed. Hallelujah. Then all of a sudden he said, the lookout. Amen. When the enemy came in like a flood, he said, the Spirit of the Lord raised up a standard against it. He said, God came to my rescue. God came and helped me. God came and fought my battles. God came to the rescue. He said, I'm telling you, I don't just have what the world puts inside of me. The world will fill you with depression. It will fill you with anxieties. But he said, I got enough of God's Word on the inside of me that I don't lay there in the molly grubs. I don't stay down. God fights against it. The spiritual immune system taste that bacteria that all of us ingest, that all of us have to battle with. And if you see a sister or a brother in the church that you think is on the mountaintop every day of their life, they have got you buffaloed. I'm just telling you that. I had met the first person that came close to being that angelic. Everybody I know has the biorhythms of the ups and the downs of life. And we fight all kinds of things internally inside of us. It's there. But God's plan, the only way your spiritual immune system can stay healthy is when you put in more good than what goes in from the bad. Hallelujah. You gotta be taking in more of the good stuff. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Nobody has to get a whip out and say, did you read your Bible today? Nobody has to do that to me because I know that the good stuff is my only hope. Oh, hallelujah. I know that getting the good stuff inside of my soul is the only chance I got to fight back against the devil. And there's something about that word that every time I eat it, amen, it makes me feel better. It gives me a little more strength. It gives me a little more power. Hallelujah. It makes me feel like fighting on and working against the devil. Hallelujah. You knocked me down, devil, but you didn't knock me out. I got a little strength from the Word of God that came into me. And I'm ready. I'm ready. Oh, hallelujah. The year was 1909. The Nobel Prize for Medicine was given to a medical doctor for his work that he had done on probiotics. Now, we all know the term antibiotics. We know that's the term that when they give us that medicine, it says you've got these types of things that need antibiotics. You've got to have something to fight against that particular infection that's there in your body. Medical science does a great job of working on that, trying to keep that to where it helps, and they figured out what will, and something new comes down the pike, they're figuring out what will and what won't. But 101 years ago, medical doctor sat down and did extensive work and wrote articles about it that said, wait a minute. What about not waiting till the infection already gets in the body? What about not waiting till the bug's already there and you may not be able to stop it? What about supplying the human body with probiotics? I'm not here to mess with your mind, however you think. But this doctor won the Nobel Prize for Medicine 101 years ago because he came up and made it famous and popular that the very thing, instead of fighting against, if we could get ahead of the curve, and if we could fill that immune system in those intestines with enough colonies, he called it, colonies of probiotics that are multiplying themselves, that are already there to do the work and fight the fight before it takes the body down. What about if we could do that? And for 101 years, my, that's a long time. When you, I know I'm stressing it, but with all of the cutting-edge medical technology and all of the research in the computer age, that it's taken 101 years for people to capitalize upon the knowledge that he had way back then that said, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait till the fever's up. You don't have to wait till the body is weakened completely, amen, by the attack that's there upon the body. You can be proactive instead of reactive. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you, my friend, I'm not really impressed. I'm sorry. I have sympathy and I have pity, but I'm not really impressed with the man that I see stumbling in the door, finally willing to come and pray when his wife has given him the Dear John letter and she's already found another man and he's fixing to lose his marriage and it's all over with. I'm not highly impressed with his reactive response to the problem. I'll pray with him. I'll cry with him. Amen. Yes, I will. And I've done it with many of them. I'll be around the altar and try to help him and encourage him. But oh my God, what's wrong with getting proactive? What's wrong with a man saying, my God, my marriage is not on the rocks, but I still got to pray every day for it. Amen. My wife's not thinking about leaving me, but I still got to pray every day for her. My kids have not backslidden, but I still got to pray every day for them. Amen. I want to get the right stuff going inside of the immune system that we'll be strong, that they'll be strong, that we'll be able to resist when the devil comes knocking at her door trying to tempt her. There's something already on the inside that said, move along, devil. Move along, devil. You're not even welcome. Just stop at that door. Somebody, its immune system is healthy. It's working. It's working. It's working. 101 years later, they've finally figured out, hallelujah, that the problem is not that the probiotics are not strong enough to fight against it. But the probiotics in the journey, if you take them orally, in the journey, they go through such a hostile environment in the stomach before they ever get through to where they can start colonizing where they need it to be. They can start building up the forces, building up the recruits, building up the help that's needed there. The hostile environment that they have to pass through to get there. It takes massive amounts of them to ever be able to survive through the hostile environment of the powerful acids that are in the stomach. It takes massive amounts of them. As a matter of fact, the latest that I've read about it is every day. I know this is a mind blower for some of you that struggle to read one chapter out of the book of Proverbs every day. Oh, it's just so hard for you to do that. It just, oh man, it's just so difficult. Yeah, a whole chapter, Pastor, before I'm qualified for dating. Oh. Every day. Oh, God. Yeah, this will blow your mind. It takes 2 billion with a B. Active cells of the right kind of bacteria going in the mouth for enough of it to get in through the journey, through the hostile environment, to be able to be where it's needed to fight and do what it's supposed to do. You say, oh, Pastor, you choke a mule with that. I mean, you got to be kidding. Are you telling us that, oh, God, I gotta do it best. Amen. 23 out of 24 hours of the day, I need to be praying, huh? Is that what you're telling me? No. I'm holding in my hand a little capsule that has 2 billion. Active live cells of bacteria in it. Hallelujah. You far underestimated the power of the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah. You far underestimated what one scripture spoken to your memory by the Almighty God will do to turn the armies of the aliens to flight. Oh, hallelujah. You far underestimated what can happen in one prayer meeting in the house of God if you'll do it on a daily basis. You've underestimated, amen, that your whole immune system is dependent upon not doing what Solomon did and spending my day in trivial pursuits of this life. But somewhere during the day, I've got to say, God, there's a real live devil out there that's trying to destroy me. And I gotta get enough of you inside of me that when the battle rages, there ain't no question who's gonna win. There ain't no question who's gonna come out on top. God, I gotta get enough of your spirit in me. Hallelujah. We are living. Oh my God. We are living in a hostile environment. I'm telling you, it's a hostile environment. The entertainment world that's out there, amen, plastering nudity on every billboard, amen, all around the workplace, every one of you that go to school, every one of you on the job, you know what it's like to be hit on by the members of the opposite sex on a regular basis. I'm telling you, it's a hostile environment that's there, and the cesspool called internet is a hostile environment. It'd be easy to give up. It'd be easy to quit. It'd be easy to say, my God, nobody can make it in this atmosphere and environment. But John said, no, don't underestimate it. Don't underestimate it. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome the world. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Don't wait till it knocks you down on your feet to start a prayer life. Don't wait till you're deeply mired in sin to start reading your Bible. Oh, hallelujah. Start putting the good stuff in there every day. Whew. Paul said, where sin did abound. I don't care how hostile it gets. Whew. When the devil ratchets it up, he said, God ratchets it up even more. Because where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Much more abound. If you'll start feasting on the friendly flora, on the right things, on a daily basis, you'll have all the immune system you need to fight off every temptation that the devil brings your way. The musicians come tonight. Amen. There is a deal to do with horses that they call it a special term. And that is, some of you have probably went and rented some horses before that had it. But the old horse that you rented and you were supposed to go on that ride, you find out every time you try to turn a corner, that old horse tries to take off back for the barn. Am I the only one that's got them losers before? Just out of nowhere, when you're just sitting there thinking that it's everything's fine, the horse does a U-turn and starts trotting back to the barn. The crazy thing, all it's got on its mind is pulling that direction, trying to get back to the barn. The term that they call it barn sour. Barn sour. Now, they won't tell you which ones are barn sour when you go to try to rent them, because they know nobody would want one of those horses. They're barn sour. They just absolutely don't want anything but getting back to the barn. I wish that was only in horses. I've tried to pastor some people that were barn sour for the world. It didn't matter how much time you spent with them. I fasted days on end with people to try to help them get victory over certain things in their lives. It didn't matter what you did, they were always pulling toward the world. All that tight as you kept the reins, they were always testing to see if you'd let up just a little bit. Come on, Pastor. Let me do what I want to do. Let me go where I want to go. I pastored people like that. The barn sour for the world. Kind of amazing to me that tight clothes and loose lips usually go together. Maybe I'll say that again. Tight clothes and loose lips usually go together. They're barn sour for the world and they want tight clothes. They're usually gossiping about other people in the church. They're usually running their mouth and carrying on. Some things kind of go together. High levels of carnality usually go with low necklines. They're barn sour for the world. Don't matter how powerful God moves in a church service. How wonderfully clear the preaching was. They just want the world. They want the world. The boys that are up to date on all the sports scores. But they're way behind on the Bible reading. Isn't that amazing? They're barn sour for the world. For the world. The world is what they're hungry for. The world is the trough that they're eating at. Studying the box scores. Keeping up to date on all of that. A million miles behind it. Ingesting any kind of spiritual food. Why are you ending with this, Pastor? I'm ending to tell you. You can't escape catching the bacteria of those you fellowship with. I'm preaching about your spiritual immune system. And I love you and I hate to see it get broke down and destroyed where you can't fight against the temptation that's there. But you can never escape the bacteria of the friends that you fellowship with. Whatever bad bacteria they've got, you'll get it. You'll get it just by hanging out with them. Just by being around them. Just by chumming up with them. And that bacteria will determine the health of your spiritual immune system. What's the answer, Pastor? Get a daily prayer life and stop fellowshipping with anybody that doesn't have a daily prayer life. Do you hear me? Stop fellowshipping with anybody that doesn't have a daily prayer life. You don't need any more of that bad bacteria in you. You don't need any more of that. Your own soul ought to mean more to you than maintaining a friendship with somebody that's carnal, going to drag you down. Oh, hallelujah. Start eating the Word of God. Consistently. I read the other day that if you were to sit down nonstop, the whole Bible only takes 72 hours to read. When I read that, it smote my heart. I thought, my God, if it only takes 72 hours, it should never be a challenge to read it through in 1 year. It should never be difficult to get the whole job done in a whole year's time. If all it takes is 72 hours of my year to read the Word of God. Meditate! I'm talking about your spiritual immune system. Get preaching CDs. Sing psalms. Spiritual songs to yourself. Feed the spiritual man instead of feeding the carnal man who ends up eating on your spirit. Eating away and destroying you. You can have a healthy spiritual immune system. If we have to bury you spiritually, God will at Judgment Day remind you of this message. I believe. You were told what it took to get enough of the good stuff in you on a daily basis to overcome everything hell ever dreamed about throwing against you. You can overcome the adversary. Stand with me now. As we sing unto the Lord, Let's come together for prayer. Let's come together for prayer. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Come on. Come on. Come on. My God. My God. My God. My God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I gotta have it daily, God. Gotta have it daily, God. But what I need is more of you. Oh, yes, of things I've had my fill. Oh, but yet I hunger still. I'm empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer for more of you. Oh, yes, He's got it. He's got more than enough. He's got more than enough for the hostile environment that we're living in today. Oh, yes. I've had it all. Oh, God. Maybe there's somebody close by to you. Somebody needing a little help tonight. Come on, brother. Come on, sister. My God, my God, my God. But yet, I hunger still. Oh, God. Empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, God, put it in my heart. Every day, I want to be grazing on spiritual things. Yes, I am. Oh, my God. I'm going to put it in there in advance, God. I'm going to put it in, God. Before the tempter comes knocking. Oh, God. Before I'm in the middle of the sin, I'm going to put it in there, God. Oh, yes, I am, God. Yet I hunger. My God, I'm going to help my children, God. I'm going to help them. I'm going to be proactive. Yes, I am. Come on, brother. God will help you. Come on, sister. God's got more than enough. He's got more than enough to help you overcome. Oh, yes, He does. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Help me to feed on the right stuff every day. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me to leave that other junk alone, God. Help me to not chase after the things that become vexation of my spirit. Oh, my God. The expense of my immune system. Oh, God. Oh, my God. My God. Come on. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. David, put it in there before the temptation came. Oh, God. Oh, God, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm hungry for spiritual things. My soul is craving. My spirit is gnawing. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Master. Hallelujah, Savior. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ask Him. Ask Him, God. Oh, God. Give me a greater spiritual hunger. Give me a greater spiritual thirst. Oh, my God. My God, an overcoming power. An overcoming power. Oh, my God. Yet I hunger still. Oh, God. That's it. That's it. He'll fill you. He'll fill you. He'll fill you. Oh, my God. What a hunger for it every day, God. What a hunger for it every day, God. What a hunger for righteousness. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, my God. I've had it all, but what I need, oh, God. I know what I need, Lord. I know what I need, God. Oh, God, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, God, I got to eat at the table of the Lord. Every day, God, every day, I can't let anything, I can't let anything take away. Oh, God, the time I need to spend, God. Oh, my God, my God. Nothing, nothing, nothing is more important, God. Oh, yes. What I need is more. More of you. Oh, yes, of things I've had my fill. Oh, but yet I hunger still. Oh, I'm empty, my God, yes. Spiritual things, God. Spiritual things, God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Master. Spiritual things, God. Oh, my God. Let it be the priority of my day, God. Let it be the priority, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, my soul hungers, yea, fainteth, for the courts of the living God. Oh, yes, yet I hunger still. Oh, I'm empty, I'm bare. Lord, it's my prayer. Oh, yes. more of you. Oh, sweet God, more of you. Sweet Jesus, I've had it all. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I gotta have you every day, God. Gotta have you every day, God. Gotta have you every day, God. Oh, my God. My survival. Oh, God. Yes, I am, Lord. Hear my prayer. More of you. Oh, yes, God. Shall we stand and sing together? Everybody singing, more of you. I've had it all, but what I need, some more of you. Oh, yes I do, God. Things I've had. Hear me, Lord God. Yet I hunger still. I'm empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer. More of you. Sing it one more time. Lord, I want more. More of you. Hallelujah. More of you. Anybody hungry tonight? God, I want to wake up hungry in the morning. I want to go to bed hungering for you, God. Yes, I do, God. Oh, God. Had my fill, yet I hunger. I hunger still. I'm empty. I'm bare, Lord. My prayer of you. Oh, let's thank Him together. Let's praise Him together. Hallelujah to God. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Greet one another, especially our guests tonight. God bless you. See you on Wednesday night. Brother Gayton is going to be here for the beginning of our missions week. The Lord bless you.